Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
Thank the Lord for a great hymn.
感谢神为我们美妙的诗歌。
Thank you, our chairman this morning, to help us direct our attention to God.
感谢我们的今天早上主席，让我们聚集在我们的我们神的上面。
This is a great morning to be together.
今天是一个非常美好的早上，我们可以聚集在这里。
And now we have a chance to turn our attention to God and His Word.
那现在我们把我们的注意力集中在我们的神的话语上面。
In the very, very early years of the church,
在非常非常早期的教会里，
many people were coming to know and put their faith in Jesus Christ.
有很多人来到了主的面前，把他们信心放在了耶稣的身上。
And this was in the time and in the place of the Roman Empire.
这就是这时间和地点就是在罗马帝国的时候。
And lives were being changed radically.
生命那个时候很多生命被改变。
And the faith and the news of Jesus began to spread.
关于耶稣的消息开始被传开来了。
And so naturally the Roman governmentwas concerned.
自然而然就是罗马的政府就很关心这件事情。
There was an author at the time, his name is Tertullian.
那个时候有一个作者叫做 Tertullian.
And he wrote that the Roman government was so disturbed by the spreading of the news of Jesus Christ and people coming to faith in him.
他写到就是那个时候罗马教会罗马政府是被非常的惊动了，被这批人惊动了，然后他们
So then because they were so concerned and disturbed, they sent in Roman spies into the churches.
因为他们被惊动了以后，他们就遣送了一些罗马的那个奸细到教会里。
So they wanted to send the spies in to find out what was happening.
他们想要这些教会想要这些奸细就是去看看这教会里正在发生一些什么事情。
And these Roman spies came back to the government and said something like this.
那这些奸细看好以后回到政府向他们报告说。
These Christians, they're very strange people.
他们说这些基督徒是非常非常奇怪的人。
They speak of this one by the name of Jesus.
他们一直在讲一个人，这个人的名字叫做耶稣。
And he's not even there.
但是他并不在他们中间。
And just like the song we just sang, they are looking and waiting for him to come back again.
就像我们刚才所唱的这首诗歌，就是他们在等待，盼望着他回来。
Christians call each other by the names of brother and sister.
这些基督徒相互称呼兄弟姐妹。
And boy, how they love Jesus and how they love one another.
你可以看到他们是多么的爱耶稣基督，而且他们又彼此相爱。
They said, we've never seen anything like this.
他们说我们从来没有见过这样的事情。
If spies from an atheistic government came to sneak into our church,
如果有奸细从我们的无神论的政府来到我们中间，
and they wanted to see whether Christianity was genuine or not,
如果他们想看看我们的基督教是否是真实的，
What would they say about our church?
那么他们对我们教会会说什么呢？
What would they report back to their government on how we love and care for one another?
那他们看了以后，他们会如何向他们的政府汇报我们是如何的彼此相爱呢？
Would they say that these are very strange people?
他们会说这些人也是非常奇怪的人吗？
I mean, we do in fact call one another brother and sister.
我是指我们其实我们也是称呼相互称呼兄弟姐妹的。
That title really is for those who are truly Christians.
这个称呼其实真真实实的是为那些是真实的基督徒而设的。
But what would that type of relationship with one another look like?
但是那么这样这种关系看上去会是怎么样的一种关系呢？
What would a true brother or sister in Christ look like?
那在主内的真正的兄弟姐妹会看上去是怎样的呢？
In our passage today,
那在我们的经文当中今天
we're going to see what genuine brothers and sisters in Christ, what their love looks like.
那我们会看到就是我们真正的弟兄姐妹的爱和关怀是怎样的。
Every true brother and sister in Christ has a spiritual life.
那每一个在主内的真正的兄弟姐妹都有一个灵命。
And what we see is that spiritual lives of brothers and sisters are built up. God uses brothers and sisters to build each other up.
那我们看到在我们兄弟姐妹当中的灵命是神通过我们兄弟姐妹相互建立的。
There is something deeper than just loving each other and helping each other.
那这要比我们只是仅仅只是相互彼此相爱和彼此关怀更深。
There is a cultivation of each other's spiritual lives.
那在这个灵命上我们有一种培育的过程。
And that's what should make this gathering seems so strange to the world.
这就是我们的聚会对世人来说是比较奇怪的，奇特的聚会。
We're continuing on in our series in 1 Thessalonians.
我们呢继续讲就是我们帖撒罗尼迦第前书。
And so if you turn with me in your Bible to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2,
那我们现在打开圣经来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第二章。
We're going to read our text this morning.
我们来看一看我们的经文，今天的经文。
And we're going to go from 17, if you turn your Bibles open. If you don't have a Bible this morning, we have it on the screen for you if you don't have a Bible or if you're just a lazy Christian.
那我们是要看第二章第十七节开始。如果你没有圣经的话，我们的经文会在我们的屏幕上。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
And I want you to see this, okay? Before I read, I want you to see how they feel about one another.
那我在我们读之前，我想你看到这一点，就是看从经文上你可以看到他们对相互的感觉是如何的。
I want you to see and feel.What they feel for one another.
我希望你能看见和感觉到他们相互之间的感觉是如何的。
This is Paul writing to these young new Christians.
这是保罗写给这些年轻的信徒的。
Verse 17.
十七节。
But since we were torn away from you, brothers and sisters, for a short time in person and not in heart,We endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face.
弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们极力的想法子，很愿意见你们面。
Because we wanted to come to you, I, Paul, again and again, but Satan hindered us.
所以我们有意到你们那里，我保罗有一两次要去。撒旦阻挡了我们。
But what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you? For you are our glory and joy.
我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
Therefore, when we could bear it no longer, we were willing to be left behind at Athens alone, and we sent Timothy, our brother and God's co-worker, in the gospel of Christ to establish and exhort you in your faith.
我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自等在雅典，打发我们的兄弟在基督福音上做神执事的提摩太前去兼顾你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们。
Then no one will be moved by these afflictions, for you yourselves know that we are destined for this.
免得有人被诸般患难摇动，因为你们自己知道我们受患难原是命定的。
For when we were with you, we kept telling you beforehand that we're going to suffer affliction just as it has come to pass and just as you know.
我们在你们那里的时候预先告诉你们我们必受患难，以后果然应验了，你们也知道。
For this reason we could bear it no longer. I sent to learn about your faith for fear that somehow the tempter had tempted you and our labor would be in vain.
为此我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何。恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑了你们，叫我们的苦劳归于徒然。
But now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us the good news of your faith and love, and reported that you always remember us kindly and long to see us as we long to see you, for this reason, brothers, in all our distress and affliction, we have been comforted about you through your faith.
但提摩太刚才从你们那里回来，将你们信心和爱心的好消息报给我们，又说你们常常纪念我们，切切地想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。所以弟兄们，我们在一切困苦患难之中，因着你们的信心就得了安慰。
For now we live if you are standing fast in the Lord.
你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
父啊，我们感谢你的话语。
Because your word teaches us about your love for us.
因为你的话语教导我们你是如何的爱我们。
And your word's purpose is to help us to know how to love you more.
你话语的目的是教我们如何更爱你。
Father, would you soften our hearts this morning?
父啊，请你软化我们的心。
Would you allow us to be challenged by your spirit?
请你也打开我们的心，让我们的心被你的圣灵所挑战。
And this we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. See, in our passage today, we can see what a genuine brother and sister's care for one another looks like.
那通过我们今天早上读的经文，我们可以看到我们的弟兄姐妹的，就是对相互之间的一种真正的爱和关怀。
Every Christian, every true Christian has a spiritual life.
每一个真正的基督徒都有一个灵命。
Because you ultimately love God.
因为你最终是爱神的。
And when you place your faith, knowing that Jesus died for your sins to connect you with God,
当你知道你凭你的信心，你知道耶稣为我们而死了，那你就和神联系在一起了。
And God lets His Spirit Himself dwell in you.
那就让圣灵在你心里面，在你住在你心里面。
That's why we have a spirit life, a spiritual life.
所以我们每个人基督徒都有一个灵命。
But it's true, not every spiritual life of brothers and sisters here are the same.
当然啊，这里每一个兄弟姐妹的灵命不是一样的。
Some are higher than others.
有些兄弟姐妹的灵命可能高一点。
Some are lower.
有些可能稍微低一点。
Some spiritual lives are more mature.
有些灵命可能更成熟。
And some are less mature.
有些可能不是那么成熟。
But as we read this letter, between even a more mature believer and a less mature believers,
当我们看读这封信的时候，这封信是与关于成熟的信徒和不成熟的信徒之间的一些。
You can see that there's a very deep mutual love and care for one another's souls.
你可以看到这之间我你可以看到有一种非常非常真实的爱和关怀在他们之间。
And even though we usually think of Paul and his team as the one who's helping the younger believers,
虽然我们总是认为保罗和他的队伍是一直在帮助那些年轻的信徒的。
The fact that is true is that we see that these young believers, because of their faith,is actually building up the faith of Paul and his team.
但是事实上我们也看到因为这些年轻信徒的信心也在建造鼓励保罗的信心。
And so as we unpack these verses this morning,
所以当我们打开这些经文的时候,
what are the qualities that we want to look for that brothers and sisters have in a genuine care for each other's spiritual lives?
那当我们看到这些经文的时候，我们看到了有就是我们兄弟姐妹之间有真正的关怀，真正的爱当中的一些特点呢
？Yeah, what are the qualities that one should have to care for someone else's spiritual life?
那我们应该有哪些特点能看出来我们是真正的关怀和关怀他人的灵命的？
Mm-hmm.And the first thing, the first quality I want to point out in this text is we see that they share life with others to spiritually grow.
那第一个特点我想指出来的就是你可以看到他们为了他人的灵命的成长，他们一同分享他们的生命。
Listen to this.
请听这一点。
True believers will always desire to be with other true believers to grow together in the faith.
那我们真正的信徒肯定会期望和其他的真正的信徒在一起共同有灵命上的成长。
Look at chapter 2, verse 17.
我们看一看第二章第十七节。
But since we were torn away from you,For a short time, in person and not in heart, we endeavored the more eagerly and with great desire to see you face to face.
第十七节，我们暂时与你们离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们极力的想法子，很愿意见你们的面。
Right, you see that Paul and his team, their desire, a great desire to be with these younger believers.
你看到保罗和他的队伍，就是他们的很大的一个想法，就是想要和这些信徒在一起。
And then in verse 6 of chapter 3.
那么看到第三章第六节。
But now that Timothy has come to us from you and has brought us the good news of your faith and love.
那这提摩太刚才从你们那里回来，将你们信心和爱心的好消息报告给我们。
They also reported that.You always remember us kindly and long to see us as we long to see you.
又说你们常常纪念我们，切切的想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。
Christians want to be with other Christians.
基督徒想和其他的基督徒在一起。
Remember, Paul and his team were the ones who led these young believers to Christ.
你要记得保罗和他的队伍就是这几个人带领了这些年轻的信徒来到了耶稣的面前。
Remember, these are just people of the city.
这些就是城里的普通的人。
And Paul and his team were just preaching the gospel in the synagogues.
那保罗和他的队伍其实就在他们的店里传播这个福音。
And these people, Jews and Gentiles, started coming to put their faith in Jesus.
那这些人就是从我们犹太和外邦人当中来的。
And they became the church.
他们就组成了教会。
And they loved being together.
他们非常的享受和大家在一起的时光。
They were always together.
他们通常都是在一起的。
And what were they doing together?
那他们在一起的时候做什么呢
？Were they enjoying meals together?
他们只是在分享一顿美餐吗
？Well, sure they were.
他们肯定是的。
Were they just hanging out together?
那他们只是在一起打发时光吗
？Sure they were.
我想应该也是的。
But most of all,
但是最重要的是
，whenever Christians gather together,
无论何时基督徒聚在一起的时候
they're going to edify each other in their faith.
他们肯定会相互陶冶他们的信心。
They, whenever Christians gather together,
无论何时基督徒聚集在一起的时候
they grow together in their faith.
他们在信心里一同成长。
Mature and less mature.
成熟的和没有那么成熟的
higher spiritual lives and lower spiritual lives
灵命高一些的和灵命低一些的
they grow together
他们一同成长
but what had happened as they're enjoying this life together
那当他们在一起分享他们生命的时候发生了什么呢
there was a riot that broke out
那有一个动乱又爆发了
because there were Jews that did not like the message of Jesus
因为有一些犹太人不喜欢，不喜欢耶稣，这个好消息。
Mm-hmm. And so they started a riot.
所以他们发动了这个暴乱。
And so Paul and his team had to sneak out at night and leave for a city called Berea.
所以保罗等人呢，不得不在晚上偷偷的出了城，来到了一个地方叫做 Berea.
If you're interested, remember you could read that in Acts 17.
如果你有兴趣的话，你可以在使徒行传十七章。
And so Paul and his team was now physically separated from this young church.
所以保罗等人呢，就是不得不和这些年轻的信徒分开了。
And in 17, he said, oh, "What is it? If we were torn away from you."
在十七章里，在十七节里说。我们与你们离别
in person but not in our heart
是面目离别心里却不离别
and the term in the original language for torn away is literally saying I was orphaned from you
那这个离别就是在起初的就是最初的语言上是指孤立我们从你这里孤立开了
yeah almost as ifPaul is like the spiritual parent who has now like orphaned his children.
所以就像保罗就是他们灵命上的父母，但是现在不得不就是把这些孩子不得不暂时成为了孤儿。
And remember in chapter 2 that's what Paul had described himself as, almost like a spiritual parent, like a mother, like a father.
你记得在第二章保罗描述出来就是他就像他们灵命上的父母。
In other words,
用另外一句话说。
Paul is saying, I long to be with you.
保罗正在说，我渴望和你在一起。
You are my brothers and sisters. I long to be with you.
你是我的弟兄姐妹们，我渴望和你们在一起。
And they were saying, we long to be with you.
他们也在说，我也渴望和你在一起。
Christians.Always desire to be with other Christians.
基督徒肯定是渴望和其他的基督徒在一起的。
And I've said this many times before.
我以前讲过好多次了。
There is no such thing as Lone Ranger Christianity.
没有这样一种称呼叫做在基督教里面没有这样一种称呼叫做独行者。
That's good. Right? Is that Lone Ranger?Good, that's new. True Christians are not lone rangers.
那真正的信徒不是一个独行者。
True Christians never say, I don't need other Christians.
真正的信徒从来不会说我不需要其他的信徒。
I don't need other brothers and sisters to help me grow.
我不需要其他的兄弟姐妹来帮助我成长。
Some might even go as far to say as I don't even need a church.
有些人或许会说我甚至不需要一个教会
This is not the mark of a true Christian.
这不是一个真正教徒的一个标志
A true Christian desires to have true and sweet fellowship with other believers.
那真正的信徒肯定会渴望有一个真正的和其他信徒一个真正的团契
And even though we are all in many ways imperfect,
虽然在很多方面来说我们都不是完美的
A true Christian desires to grow with other Christians
那一个真正的信徒肯定会渴望和其他的信徒一同成长
We need other Christians in our life
在我们的生命当中，我们需要其他的信徒。
To share our life with one another.
我们来一同分享我们的生命。
To share victories.
来分享我们的成胜。
To share struggles.
来分享我们的挣扎。
To share areas where we have been overcoming in sin.
在一同分享我们战胜我们罪恶的那些方面。
And to share areas of brokenness.
一同分享我们的不足之处。
And this, it's not easy.
这并不容易。
Because it takes vulnerability.
因为这需要你毫无防备的来敞开你的内心。
But it is necessary for spiritual growth.
但对灵命上的成长，这是非常必要的。
There's an author by the name of Judson Swihart.
有一个作者名字叫 Judson Swihart.
And he says this.
他是这样说的。
Some people are like medieval castles.
有些人就像我们中世纪的城堡。
Their high walls keep them safe from being hurt.
他们有一堵高高的墙，就是来保护他们自己不受伤的。
They protect themselves emotionally by permitting no exchange of feelings with others.
他们不与任何人有任何的交流，通过这样他们来保护他们自己的感情。
No one can enter.
没有人能够进入他们。
They are secure from attack.
他们是安全的。
However,
但是
inspection of this occupant finds him or her rather lonely, rattling around the castle alone.
但是当我们真正去研究这些住在城堡里面的人，我们会发现他们其实是非常的孤独，他们独自在城堡里面咆哮。
The castle dweller is a self-made prisoner.
住在城堡里的人其实就是囚禁了自己。
He or she needs to feel loved by someone.
他们其实非常的需要感受到他们是被爱的。
But the walls are so high that it is difficult to reach out.
因为这堵墙太高了，他们非常难接触到其他的任何人。
And very difficult for anyone else to reach in.
其他人也非常困难地接触他们。
Over and over in the New Testament, we find the phrase one another.
在新约里，我们一遍又一遍的看到这些句子，比如说互相彼此
，love one another，
彼此相爱
，be devoted to one another，
爱弟兄要彼此亲热
，to bear one another's burdens，
个人的重担要相互担当
，to forgive one another，
彼此饶恕。
You cannot experience one another's alone.
你不可能独自的去做这些事情。
You cannot do that alone.
你不可能独自的去行。
You have to share spiritual life with others.
你一定要和其他人分享你的灵命。
Some of us are like those medieval castles.
我们当中有些人就像那个中世纪的城堡。
And that is not how we are going to grow.
这不是我们能够成长的。
So that's the first mark that we see in this text.
这就是我们看到了第一个印记。
There is a desire for a true brother or sister to share their life to grow spiritually.
我们的第一个印记就是我们的基督徒都是会渴望和其他的基督徒一起分享他们的生命和其他的基督徒一同成长。
What is the second mark that we see?
那第二个记号我们看到的是什么呢？
The second thing we see is that these believers invested in others to spiritually grow.
那第二个印记我们看到的就是这些信徒为了为了他人灵命上的成长。他们投资于他人身上。
The love between a brother or sister in Christ ultimately is concerned for the spiritual well-being of the other.
那我们信徒之间的相互之间的爱 最终的目标就是关心他人在灵命上的成长。
And what we see is a willingness to sacrifice for others.
那我们看到的就是看到这种愿意自我牺牲，为他人而愿意自我牺牲。
Because first, you love God so much.
因为第一点，你是如此的爱神。
And when you love God so much, you love others so much.
当你爱神的时候，你也会爱人家。
Look at verse 18.
那我们看一看第十八节。
Of chapter 2.
第二章的第十八节。
Paul says, we wanted to come to you.
保罗说，所以我们有意到你们那里。
I, Paul, again and again.
我保罗一次又一次。
But Satan hindered us.
只是撒旦阻挡了我们。
See, what was happening in Acts chapter 17,
那在使徒行传十七章里面，
as we mentioned earlier,
我们前面也提到过，
was that as Paul was sharing the gospel in the city of Thessalonica,
那当保罗在铁沙罗尼加这个城市分享福音的时候，
these Jews and Gentiles, just all these people started coming to Christ. It's beautiful.
你可以看到这些犹太人还有外邦人都来到了耶稣的面前。
That's what our missionaries are doing overseas.
这就是我们的海外我们的宣传事工所做的。
That's what we're supposed to be doing as we go out of the church and bring the gospel.
这也是我们应该所做的。
And as you seePeople coming to Christ,
但是当你看到大家来到了耶稣的面前，
that's so exciting.
这是多么兴奋的一件事。
New churches start.
新的教会也开始了。
But the Jews at the time were so mad.
但是犹太人也非常的生气。
And so they don't want the message of Jesus to go out.
因为他们不希望耶稣这个好消息被传到外面。
They started this riot.
所以他们发起了这个动乱。
And then Paul and his team,the young church had to wait until night to sneak Paul and his team out.
所以保罗等人不得不等到晚上偷偷的溜出了城。
And then they get to the city called Berea.
他们来到了这个城市叫做 Berea.
And what do Christians do when they go to a new city?
那基督徒当他们来到一个新的城市，他们通常是做什么呢？
What do we want to share with people when we see them?
我们看到人的时候，我们想和他们分享什么呢？
We want to share with them the most important thing in our life.
我们当然希望和他们分享在我们生命中最重要的一个。
So they start telling everyone about Jesus.
所以他们开始告诉每一个人关于耶稣的事。
My translator just came back from China.
我的那个翻译者刚刚从中国回来。
She's still in the middle of jet lag.
他仍旧在那个倒时差。
So she falls asleep, I'm going to wake her up.
如果她睡觉的话，我们要弄醒她。
Right there, before we came up, she said, I told my parents about Jesus.
在我们就是开始讲到之前，我们有个小小的交谈，就是她告诉我，她已经跟她父母讲了关于耶稣的事。
She says, my life is good, mom and dad.
他说爸爸妈妈我的生活其实很好。
I have a good husband.
我有个很好的丈夫。
I have a good daughter.
我有个好的女儿。
I have peace in my heart because of Jesus.
我因为耶稣我的内心有平安。
But the only thing I don't have peace about,
但是唯独一件事情我没有平安。
Is that you don't have Jesus.
因为你们没有耶稣。
Pray for Elaine's parents.
为 Elaine 的父母祷告。
Another sister of ours, her mother passed away.
我们另外一个姐妹，她的母亲刚刚去世。
And she's now in Costa Rica.
那她现在在
Costa Rica. Costa Rica. Costa Rica. Okay? And she's there right now.
她在那里现在。
And she had Pastor James and I pray for her.
James 长老和我一同为他祷告。
And she asked everyone for prayer support.
他请求每个人为他祷告。
Because she goes, I want to bring the name of Jesus to my dad and to my brother.
因为他说他要把耶稣带到他的父亲和他的兄弟当中。
Because that's what we do.
因为这就是我们所做的。
And so Paul and them now get to Berea.
所以保罗和等人来到了 Berea.
And they're telling people about Jesus.
他们告诉其他人关于耶稣的。
Some good things are happening. But then those angry Jews from Thessalonica,
那些愤怒的, 从铁沙罗尼家的愤怒的, 犹太人,
they find out, oh, they went to Berea, let's go get them at Berea.
他们又发现了保罗等人在 Berea, 所以他们又追到了 Berea.
So then the Christians in Berea snuck them out.
所以, 在, Berea的基督徒悄悄地把保罗等人,
and
送出去了,
Paul ends up in Athens.
那保罗他们, 这些人来到了雅典,
and it's hard for Paul in Athens.
在雅典保罗非常的困难。
I mean, Paul was getting dogged everywhere he went.
保罗无论去何处都非常的困难，非常的艰难。
But no matter how hard his life was getting,
但是无论他的生活是多么的艰难,
no matter how crazy and busy and stressed out his life was,
但是无论他的生活是多么的疯狂，多么的 繁忙。
In verse 18, he says, I wanted to come to you again and again.
但在18节,就像, 保罗所说, 我有意到你们那里来,一次又一次。
In other words,
那用另外一句话说,
no matter how hard my life is getting,
不管我的生活是多么的艰难,
I have this desire in my heart to come and help you grow in your faith.
我内心有一种渴望，就是渴望来到你们的中间，帮助你，能够帮助你灵命上的成长。
I care so much about your spiritual growth.
我非常非常在乎你灵命的成长。
And the same thing in chapter 3, verse 1.
那在三章第一节也是一样的。
He said, I couldn't even bear it that you don't have help.
我甚至
受不了了，我甚至不能再忍。 Right? I was willing to be left behind in Athens alone to send Timothy, my brother and my co-worker, to build you up in your faith.
我愿意独自等在雅典，让我的兄弟在基督上、基督福音上做神职事的提摩太前去兼顾你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们。
Because we see actually in Acts 17 that when Paul got to Athens, there were so many idols, it says that he was so distressed. He felt the darkness of the place and he didn't want to be alone.
你们可以看到从17节可以看到，当保罗来到雅典的时候，其实他非常不喜欢，因为他在城里到处可以看到偶像，他心里非常的着急，他其实并不希望他独自一人在雅典。
We heard that this morning in Sunday school when Jonathan said Christians can't be alone when they are out doing the work of God.
所以我们今天早上也在我们的 组织学里面听到Jonathan也说，就是我们基督徒在外面的时候不能孤独一人。
Paul said, I need my team with me.
保罗说我需要我的 我的兄弟姐妹和我的。
I helped this younger brother Timothy grow in his faith. He's now not just my younger brother, he's my close brother.
保罗说我帮助了这位年轻的弟兄 提摩太在灵性上成长，他不仅仅是我的弟兄，他是我非常亲密的一个弟兄。
And in Athens, it is so hard. I need other believers with me.
在雅典, 是非常的艰难的，我需要其他的弟兄和我在一起。
But because I care for your spiritual life so much, I will send him to help you and not help me.
但是因为我是如此的在乎你们的灵，你们的灵命，所以我把提摩太送到你们中当中来。
To establish and encourage you in your faith.
来建造和鼓励你, 和你的信心。
You see, brothers and sisters,
你可以看到吗，兄弟姐妹们？
The picture that we get here,
我们在这里看到的一幅画是,
is that the church is not a place where you just come and do things.
那教会并不是一个地方，你来了仅仅是做一些事情而已。
The church is a place of shared life.
那教会是一个地方，我们来分享生命的地方。
Shared sacrifice.
我们来分享, 我们的, 牺牲的。
In order to help others grow spiritually.
为了帮助他人在灵命上的成长。
To grow closer in love with God and grow closer in love for one another.
是一个地方我们能够变得更亲密，我们能够和神更亲密，和其他人啊，其他的兄弟姐妹更亲密的地方。
And the picture we also get.
那这幅画，我们也可以想象，一幅另外一幅画。
Is that the church is not a place where you just come and sit and receive.
教会并不是说一个地方你来了仅仅是坐着啊，接受信息。
But it's a place where you are sacrificing and investing in the life, the soul of someone else.
教会是一个地方你要投资，你要投资到，你要投资于他人身上，要自我牺牲，为了帮助其他兄弟姐妹的成长。
A desire to help others grow spiritually.
一种渴望，这种渴望是帮助他人的成长。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
this is the picture in this passage of genuine fellowship.
这就是我们所看到的一种真正的团契的一幅画。
Sometimes we have mistaken Saturday night as fellowship.
很多时候我们错误地认为我们的礼拜六晚上就是我们的团契。
It's true, that's when we do want true fellowship to happen.
确实，我们确实想礼拜六晚上有我们真正的团契。
It's true, on Thursdays, that's where we want true fellowship to happen.
这也是我们也想礼拜四晚上也有真正的团契。
But many times,
但是许多次
I've heard, unfortunately, from brothers and sisters,
不幸的是我听到有一些兄弟姐妹说
that we're not getting it there.
我们并没有那样做。
And well, that's a challenge for all of us.
这对我们来每一个人来说都是一种挑战。
That's why we must strive for these two things that we saw.
所以说我们一定要为了这两点，我们所谈这两点，我们要一定要努力。
We have to begin to grow in a personal desire to share life with other believers to grow spiritually.
我们呢，一定要每个人一定要有内心一种渴望，这种渴望就是分享，我们和其他的信徒一起分享我们的生命，为了帮助其他人在灵命上的成长。
And two, we need to actually grow and realize that we are here to sacrifice and invest in someone else to help them grow.
那我们第二点，我们也要也要意识到，我们在这里是，我们是要自我牺牲，并且我们要投资于他人身上，为了帮助他人的灵性成长。
Does this require trust and vulnerability?
这需要这需要我们的信任和我们敞开心门吗？
Yes.
是的。
But you know what happens when you start to have these two things?
你知道当你拥有了这两点以后将会发生什么事吗？
You begin to want to meet more than Thursday or Saturday.
你会渴望除了礼拜四和礼拜六晚上的团契，
You start to see gatherings on different nights of the week.
你会渴望更多的团契，你会看到有其他晚上也有团契。
You start to see emails and phone calls and texts to one another in the middle of the week.
你会看到在我们一周当中会有电话的来往，有 email 或者有短消息的来往。
To share and care for each other spiritually.
这些分享我们。分享和关怀我们的灵命。
Every now and then, I might get a text from a brother or sister to encourage me.
从此以后，我或许会收到我们兄弟姐妹的一个短消息。
To send a verse from God's word to encourage me.
来关心我，或者发一条神的话来鼓励我。
Or to ask me how they can pray for me.
或者来问我他们如何帮我祷告。
That's so helpful for me.
这对我来说，非常有非常大的帮助。
And it ought to be very helpful for you.
这应该也是对你来说也是很有帮助的。
That's the picture that we get here.
这就是我们所看到的一幅图画。
That even as we go over later for lunch in that big activity center.
甚至我们过一会儿我们要去一同享受午餐。
You're you'll start to see that conversations will start to go below the surface.
你将会看到我们的有些对话不会仅仅停留于表面。
You'll start to see brothers and sisters really caring for one another spiritually.
你会看到有些弟兄姐妹开始真正的关心灵命上的成长。
We'll start to see people gathering to pray for one another even after lunch.
你会看到兄弟姐妹聚集在一起午饭之后为相互祷告。
That's the picture we see here.
这就是我们所想见到的这幅图画。
But I know what some of you are thinking.
但是我知道你们当中也有些人在想,
I can't do that.
我做不到,
I'm not like that.
我不是这样子的,
I'm kind of spiritually immature.
我灵性上觉得是不是那么成熟,
or I'm not that open.
我不是那么开, 我的内心不是那么开放的。
But I heard a pastor share recently.
但是我听到一个牧师最近传道人最近分享的话,
A true Christian should never be satisfied or revel in their spiritual immaturity.
一个真正的信徒不应该在灵命上的不成熟就满足或者陶醉了。
Oh, I'm just like this.
我就是这样子的。
I can't be like that.
我不能是那样子。
I'm spiritually immature.
我在灵命上是不成熟的。 就是这样子。
I don't need to grow.
我不需要成长。
I'm fine.
我现在,
forever like this.
我这样子的话, 我永远都很好。
No, you're not.
你不是。
That is not God's will for you.
这不是神的旨意。
You may be saved.
你或许是被得救了。
You probably will go to heaven.
你或许会去天堂。
But this is not God's will for your life.
但是这不是神的旨意。
You might be young in your faith.
或许在信心上你是比较年轻的。
And that's okay.
这没有关系。
But you must continually strive to grow.
但是你一定要一直努力的成长。
You need to ask the Spirit of God to show you how to grow.
你一定要向神祈祷让圣灵帮助你成长。
And when God shows you what you need to do to grow,
当神向你显示你需要在哪方面成长的时候,
and because you love God,
因为你爱神,
then it's just a decision that you need to make.
这仅仅是一个你所需要做的一个决定而已。
I will choose to obey.
我要选择顺服。
I will choose to grow.
我要选择成长。
And maybe you've never thought about caring for the spiritual life of someone else.
或许你从来没有想过去在乎人家的灵命。
But you can decide to start.
但是你可以决定从现在开始。
How do I do it, Pastor Alex?
那你或许会问, Alex长老, 我应该怎么做呢?
I have a few questions you could ask.
我有几个问题你可以问。
Who is someone, even right now, who you notice may be struggling in some area in their life?
那第一个问题就是你是否注意到有谁正在生活的某些方面经历挣扎吗?
Are you willing to talk with them?
你愿意和他们交谈吗?
After you hear from them, are you willing to say, Brother, sister, allow me to pray for you?
当你聆听了他们以后,你愿意和他们说,我们一同为你祷告?
But how do I start the conversation?
那我如何才能开始这个谈话呢?
Here's what I do.
我是这样做的。
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bob.
How you doing, brother?
你最近怎么样?
And he'll say, fine.
他会说我很好。
Really?
真的吗?
Brother.
兄弟。
How are you really doing?
你最近如何?
Really?
真的。
And he might say, do you really want to know?
他或许会说,你真的想知道吗?
I'll say, no, not really. No, I'll say, yes, I really want to know.
那我说,是的,我真的想知道。
It's usually that easy.
就是这么简单。
And then after he shares,
那他分享以后,
and maybe I share,
那我或许会和他分享,
then I can say, Bobby, can I pray for you?
那我就会说, Bob, 我可以为你祷告吗?
And it's great.
就是如此的美好,
it's sweet fellowship.
这就是我们所非常甜蜜的谈气,
it is helping someone else grow in their faith.
这就是帮助 其他人在灵命上成长和信心上成长。
Another question you have, wow, this is kind of a neat thing, what is that? Okay. Another question is this.
另外一个问题是这样的。
Who is someone who is younger than you in your faith?
那是否有人在信心上比你年轻?
Because there is always someone younger than you in your faith.
因为通常肯定会有人在信心上比你年轻的。
I've used our examples of the recently baptized brothers and sisters.
我上次举的例子就是我们最近受洗的这些兄弟姐妹们。
And I always pick on like Lucy.
我通常会举Lucy的例子。
Right, or Maggie. Right?
Maggie.
Or Pinky.
Pinky.
Right? But you know what? Are they young in their faith?
他们在信心上比你年轻吗?
No, are they young in their faith?
他们的信心在信心上年轻吗?
Yes.
是的。
But is there someone younger than them in their faith?
那有人在信心上比他们更年轻吗?
There always is.
肯定会有的。
There's always someone younger than you in your faith.
肯定有人在信心上比你更年轻。
What can you do to encourage someone who is younger in faith to grow spiritually?
那么你可以如何的做去鼓励这些人在信心上比你年轻的人去 爱主更多?
Would you be willing to meet with them for a cup of coffee?
你愿意和他们去一同喝一杯咖啡吗?
Or if you don't like coffee, like I do, maybe you like tea?
或许你不喜欢咖啡的话,或者和他们出去喝个茶?
Pastor James is teaching me about good tea.
James长老在教我什么是好茶。
I like 高山茶.
我喜欢高山茶。
Not just 高山, I like 阿里山。
我也喜欢阿里山茶。
It has to be that mountain.
一定要从那个山上来茶。
And he told me I can't drink the lower parts of the mountain.
他说我不能喝低山的茶。
I have to drink the highest part of the mountain.
我要喝高山的茶。
I am already a tea snob, thanks to Pastor James.
我现在已经是一个喝茶之心了。
When they ask me, oh, do you want to try this tea?
当他们问我说你要试试这杯茶吗?
Is it the high part of the mountain?
那我就会问是从高山上来的吗?
It is not.
如果不是的话,
no.
我不喝。
Thank you.
谢谢你。
You can have tea with someone.
你可以和人家去喝杯茶。
You can have lunch with someone.
或许去吃个午饭。
Invest in them.
在他们身上投资。
Encourage them.
鼓励他们。
Tell them about your faith.
告诉他们你的信心。
It takes sacrifice.
这需要自我牺牲。
It takes trust.
这需要信任。
It takes vulnerability.
这需要敞开你的心门。
But I want you to look at something though.
我希望你看看其他的。
Because what will happen when you desire to help others grow spiritually?
当你渴望帮助人家在灵命上的成长的时候, 将会发生什么?
There's something that inevitably happens when genuine believers gather together to build each other up spiritually.
当真正的信徒聚集在一起, 相互建造, 在灵命上建造的时候,
and
会发生一些事情。
一定会的。
肯定会发生一些事情。
In verse 18,
在18节,
I wanted to see you again and again, Paul says.
保罗说,我想见到你们一次又一次。
But what happened?
但是什么发生了?
What happened?
什么发生了?
What happened?
什么发生了?
Satan happens.
撒旦来了。
Satan and his forces will try to stop believers from growing spiritually.
那撒旦会试图阻止这些信徒在灵命上的成长。
Satan's goal is to prevent you from growing with someone else spiritually.
那撒旦的目的就是要阻止你和其他人在灵命上的成长。
He loves to prevent spiritual growth from happening in the church.
他非常乐意，他非常喜欢阻止在教会里的灵命的成长。
What does that mean?
那这是指什么呢？
That means caring for one another and growing spiritually is an important part of God's plan for the church.
这就是说，我们相互关怀，相互在灵命上一同成长。对神来说是非常重要的。
It means that it's important to the life of the church.
这是指对教会的生命来说，这是非常重要的。
If it's not important, Satan will not try to stop it.
如果这不重要，撒旦不会来阻止。
And so what do we need to do?
那我们需要做什么呢？
What do believers need to do in the face of such adversity?
那我们作为信徒的话，我们的我们需要做什么呢？
Like this young group of believers.
就像这群年轻的信徒。
Stand firm in your faith.
在信心上站立坚定。
You stand firm on what you know God desires you to do.
你在信心上站立坚定，神就是这样渴望你做。
You fight for it.
你为这而战斗战争。
Knowing that I have to help someone else grow in their faith.
你要知道，我一定要帮助人家在灵命上的成长。
And even though you know Satan and his forces will try to hinder you,
虽然你知道撒旦肯定会阻止你。
We always need to remember what the Scripture tells us in 1 John 4:4.
我们一定要记得在约翰一书。
第四章四节好像是。
四节告诉我们的。
Greater is the one who is in you than the one who is in this world.
这是那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
That he who is in you is greater than he who is in this world.
在你们里面的比在这世界上的更大。
So you see that? The mark of a true brother or sister in Christ is one.
你有没有看到你看到了吗？这
So, right, what we saw is the mark of a true brother or sister.
我们看到这就是真正的兄弟姐妹在主里的兄弟姐妹的记号是
is one that the desire to share life with one another to grow.
第一个就是我们渴望相互在灵性里成长
to be together.
相互在一起
to burn hot together.
相互在一起燃烧。
And two,
第二点
that we care so much that we're willing to sacrifice, no matter how busy or maybe stressed our life is, I'm thinking about how to help others grow.
我们是那么在乎的那么在乎对方，所以我们不管我们有多忙，我们有多多累，我们都要自我牺牲来帮助对方在灵命上的成长。
Okay. Those are the two things we see. What's the last and third thing that we see?
我们看到这两点，那最后一点是什么呢？
We see that we then can rejoice in those where we see the spiritual growth.
那最后一点我们可以看到就是为那些在灵命上有成长的人，我们要欢喜。
Paul and his team can rejoice as they see these young believers in Thessalonica.
保罗和他的队伍就是可以看到了铁撒罗尼加这些年轻的信徒的时候，他们就欢喜快乐。
Look at verse 19.
我们看第十九节。
For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at His coming?
我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？
Is it not you?
岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候，你们在他面前站立得住吗？
For you are our glory and joy.
因为你们就是我们的荣耀，我们的喜乐。
You see, in this letter right here, and we're going to see it over and over, is that Paul is talking about Jesus is going to come again.
你看到这段话，保罗一遍一遍又一遍的强调，就是耶稣会再来。
Jesus will not tarry.Jesus will come again.
耶稣会再来。
This is called the second coming.
这就是我们说的耶稣再来。
The first time Jesus came,
第一次耶稣来到，
He came in humility.
他是一种卑微的身份来到。
He came as a servant.
他来以仆人的身份来。
He came to suffer and to die.
他来到我们中间是受苦和为我们而死的。
But when Jesus comes again,
当耶稣再来的时候
，it will be magnificent.
这将会是非常的壮丽。
Because he will not come in humility.
他不会再以谦卑的身份来。
He will come in great power and glory.
他会。他再来的时候，他就会拥有权柄和荣耀的身份再来。
He will come in splendor.
他会非常的
boom.
以一种非常荣耀的身份再来。
Sound, bah, spectacular. Okay, sorry, that's too harsh, right? Okay, so when Jesus comes again, he will come to make every wrong right.
当耶稣再来的时候，一切错的将会变成正确的。
And we get to stand and say, "Look what I've done."
我们可以站起来说，看看我所做的。
I'm not saved by what I've done.
我不是因为我所做的而得救。
I'm saved because of my faith in Jesus.
我得救是因为我在主耶稣内主。耶稣的内的信心。
But Jesus, you should be so proud of me.
但是耶稣，你应该为我自豪。
I have poured my life out.
因为我把我的生命都
倒出来了，我生命都倒出来了 ，because I longed and I helped these brothers and sisters grow.
我帮助，我渴望，并且帮助了这些兄弟姐妹的成长。
I have sacrificed my life.
我牺牲了我的生命
to help others grow in their faith.
为了帮助其他人在灵命上的成长
I have poured into their life.
我已经把自己倾注在他们的身上
That's why when I see them,
这就是我当我见到他的时候
Paul can say they are my glory and my joy.
保罗会说这就是我的荣耀和我的喜乐
Because Paul knew Jesus will come.
因为保罗知道耶稣一定会再来的。
And Jesus will say, "What did you do with the new life that I gave you?"
那耶稣会问我给你的新生命，你做了什么呢
？Did you live for things that matter?
你为这些重要的事情而活吗
？Or do you just live for the things that are temporary?
或者你是为了那些短暂的、暂时的事而活？
Did you pour your life on others?
你把你的生命倾注在其他人身上了吗
？To give them the gospel of Jesus.
把耶稣的这个好消息传给他们吗
？And to help them grow spiritually.
帮助他们在灵命上成长了吗
？A great man died recently.
有一个非常伟大的人物最近去世了。
The Reverend Billy Graham.
就是葛培里牧师
，Great man of God，
他是是一位属于神的真正一位属于神的人。
He said this，
他是这样说的。
Are you prepared for his coming？
你是否准备好主的再来
？Tragically， millions never face honestly the urgency of the hour or their need for God's forgiveness。
可悲的是，很多人从未诚实地面对时间的紧迫，或许他们需要上帝赦免的紧迫性。
Don't be this way.
不能这样。
But by faith.
但要凭信心。
Turn to Christ.
转向基督。
And open your heart.
敞开你的心。
And your life to Him.
向他敞开你的心和生命。
Do you live with this hope?
你是以这样一种希望而活的吗
？Because when you live with this hope，
当你拥有这种希望的时候
，you will ask the question，
你会问问题
，What am I living for？
我为什么而活呢
？Am I living for things that are temporary？
我为了世上这些短暂的事情而活
，Or am I living for things that are eternal？
或者我是为那些永恒的事而活吗
？Paul said when Jesus comes。
保罗说当耶稣再来的时候
You are our glory and our joy.
你就是我们的荣耀和喜乐
We invested in your faith.
因为我们在你的信心上投资了
We invested in your spiritual life.
因为我们在你的灵命上投资了
We cared for your spiritual growth.
我们非常在乎你的你灵命的成长。
Because this is what matters in eternity.
因为这在永恒之中，这是最重要的。
So when we see you growing in your faith because of the little things that we've done,
因为我们所做的这些微小的事情，而使你在灵命上的，使你在灵命上有所成长。
When we see you standing firm in your faith.Even though we sacrifice at a loss for ourselves,
当我虽然我们牺牲了牺牲了自己，但是我们看到你在你的信心上站立坚定。
We can rejoice.
我们可以欢喜快乐。
It was worth it.
这是非常值得的。
That's why he says in verse 8.
这就是他在第八节所说的。
If you are standing fast,
你们若靠主站立得稳。
Now we live.
我们就活了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
I hope you receive the picture of what true and genuine fellowship is supposed to look like.
我希望你能够看到这幅画，就是这幅画就是一个真正的，真正的团契应该是如何。
I hope you see what it means to be a true brother and sister in Christ.
我希望你能看到，什么是真正在主内真正的弟兄姐妹。
Do you want this joy?
你想要这样这种欢乐吗？
Do you have this hope in Jesus coming again?
你对耶稣的再来有这份信心吗？
Then what are you living for?
那你为什么而活呢？
There are only three things in this world that are eternal.
在这个世界上只有三样事情是永恒的。
Only three.
只有三样。
God.
神。
His word.
他的话语。
And people's souls.
人的灵魂。
What are you living your life for?
那你是为什么而活呢？
What are you investing in?
你在什么上投资呢？
Bring the gospel out.
把我们的福音传出去。
And build others up.
相互建造。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father.
父啊。
Sometimes the picture you give to us is so high.
有时候，你给我们的这幅图景是如此的高。
It is so idealistic.
如此的感觉是理想主义。
But it is so beautiful.
但是这是如此的美妙。
And we want it.
我们确确实实的想要。
We want this.
我们想要。
We want this for our life.
我们想要这幅画在我们的生命当中。
We want this for our church.
我们想要这幅画在我们的教会当中。
God, would you show us what we need to do?
主啊，请你指示给我们看我们需要做什么。
Show us who we can build up.
请你显示给我们看我们需要去建造谁。
Show us who we can open and share our lives to.
请你显示给我们看我们需要向谁敞开我们的心。
And may you do an amazing thing with this church.
我们愿你在我们教会里做奇妙的事。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.